نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا غلام سم الله وقل بيمينك وقل مما يليك. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. All praise to Allah Jalla Jalalu Amma Nawaluhu, our creator, our sustainer, our master. Salat and salam in abundance upon the most beloved creation of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, Ahmad al-Mustafa, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa ummatihi ajma'in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us best of the creation, that is insan, human being. At every aspect, at every angle, at every way you look at it, human being is the best creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah ta'ala made, Allah says. The one who made, he says, you're the best of the creation. Everything else is created for your benefit, for your service, for a purpose, for a reason. When Allah Ta'ala speaks about the intelligent people, who are the intelligent people? Allah Ta'ala mentions few qualities of the intelligent people, the list of the people who are approved by Allah Ta'ala to be intelligent people. Ulul Albab. Firstly, they make zikr of Allah Ta'ala, remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, sitting, standing, lying on the bed, on the side. And they ponder in the creation of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Creation of the heaven and the earth. And they believe and they admit and they say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا وَاللَّهُ تَعَلَىٰ وَهُوَ رَبْ. You never made anything without purpose. Everything has a benefit, everything has a reason, everything has a purpose behind it. So as a human being, appreciate everything. Whether we understand or we do not understand. But everything is a ni'mat of Allah. Every creation of Allah Ta'ala is a favor of Allah Ta'ala, whether we understand or we don't understand. So much so that some things we feel that they are harmful or there is no object, no purpose for it. But even that is a full of purpose. It has benefit, it has a reason for Allah Ta'ala has created. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala, nothing, no action of Allah Ta'ala is such that is no wisdom behind. Fa'lul Hakim in Arabic term is goes Fa'lul Hakim la yakhlu an al-hikmah. Action of a wise person is not free from wisdom. Allah Ta'ala is most wise. Every action of his has a wisdom. A wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, friend of Allah ta'ala, they always think everything they look, they think qudrat of Allah ta'ala in it. So friend of Allah ta'ala saw one scorpion moving in certain direction. So he said to himself, Allah ta'ala's action, everything of Allah has a wisdom. This scorpion is moving to certain direction. It has some purpose. Something is going for. So he want to now make his iman more stronger. So now he follows that scorpion. It was going one direction. Suddenly change the direction and moving towards a water. A river. As he's coming near, Now he is more curious, change the direction. Now he is more curious, he want to follow now. See Allah's wisdom, what is everything got, the scorpion can't go near, otherwise it can problem. But Allah got some wisdom behind that also. So something important is going for an object. Now he cannot go in the water. So now he's seeing, waiting now, what's going to happen now. He's waiting the shore. Next thing he see when Kachwa, in Urdu we say Kachwa, is a turtle. It comes very close. As it comes near, this scorpion jumps on his back. Now that scorpion, that this turtle now, carrying this scorpion and moving across the river. Now he is more curious. Definitely some Allah Ta'ala, the wisdom, his action is not out of wisdom. Everything has a wisdom. So if something is definitely happening, for a scorpion just to get on the back of the turtle, turtle came and it was like it came for it and it gave a ride and is giving it a ride and going. Now he can't go in the water, he's in the problem. Don't know how to swim. So now you're waiting for the boat. Hire the boat, take me other side of the river where he's following this turtle, is carrying the scorpion. Following. Finally came on the other side, shore. Stopped there like this turtle knew where to stop the ride for this scorpion. Stopped. He jumped and started moving. Now he is moving to follow where this scorpion is going. Because all the journey cannot be unnecessary, not for nothing. Following. See suddenly one person is sleeping, fast asleep. As he near, he see one snake about to attack. And the scorpion is going to that person. Scorpion is very, this snake is about to attack this person. This scorpion attack the snake and kill the snake. Now he is more curious. What is some Allah sister? What is this? He saw that person is fast asleep. But what condition he was? He was fully drunk. You can see the mouth leak. He is in a different world, he's drunk and fast asleep. When the scorpion finished done this, his job is finished, went back to it coming from. This person suddenly woke up, who was fast asleep, drunk. He woke up now, when he saw a scorpion moving near, he took a rock and he wanted to aim at the scorpion, want to kill. This man held his hand. Stop. You don't know, this scorpion saved your life. You was about to be attacked by the snake. This scorpion saved your life. And this scorpion, where it came from? It came from on the, from other side. And another makhluk of creation of Allah gave it a ride. You being this condition, drunk, sinful person, but look at Allah's favor. When that scorpion, when that person realized what this man is talking about, me so gone, so low person, that most of the time in drinking and living in this condition of sin, and Allah Ta'ala loves me so much that He sent a scorpion to protect me. Next thing He made tawbah, I can't be so ungrateful to my Creator who is so loyal to me. How many benefits? One scorpion? How many benefits? Did His work? Allah's rahmat. Somebody learned a lesson. Allah Ta'ala saved somebody's life. But look at the system of Allah. Outwardly, scorpion, no good, kill. No. One king sitting with all the people around. Suddenly, king one way moving his hand. So somebody very close asked, what's happening? Said, no, this fly is troubling me. You know, sometimes some flies, you more you move, the more it's coming in your face. That's why few animals, you call it a mischief maker. Rat also one of it, the fly also. Naturally mischief making. There's a system of teaching of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If a fly falls in your drink, nice milkshake you made, or you was hot day, you was feeling for a drink which never had long time. Now you're having, and the fly came and just. So now one thing, one mind you says that no, throw it away. But next thing, no, no, man, I paid so much money for it, I can't throw. Yes, even if it was ordinary water, you're not supposed to be throwing. Whether 1,000 rand drink, whether 100 rand drink, or whether 1 rand or no rand drink. Still, Allah's ni'mat, you're not supposed to throw that water. Solution for it. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teach solution for everything, not only teach you how to namaz. Some people say, no, Maulana, you talk masjid, your business. No. Maulana is not there to talk business. Business is not in the masjid. More business outside than the masjid. Don't you see people now putting their small stalls outside the shop? They saw there's more business outside. The shopman paying hundreds of thousands of rent, but he still got one chair and a table outside, because you do more business sometimes outside than inside. So you got one man, one mama, carry on, gana bagat, and carry on. No more business there. So business outside the masjid, business inside the masjid. Whole life is business of Islam, deen. Allah Ta'ala scripted now, so this fly also, what teaching Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Don't throw whether tea, whether cold drink, whether juice, don't throw. Look first Allah's Qudrat. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's word, what he says, believe is there, but with your eyes you must see what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. You will never see a fly straight. You will see one wing down. One wing down in the water or the drink and one wing up. You will always see like that. You hear always Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Islam says, but then you see it lots of times. Even you don't see, you have to believe. So we hear always, kafir is the left hand, kafir is the left hand. So whenever I have opportunity to sit in with the kafir, I see it, and I see it always. Maybe 1 in 100 will eat the right hand, otherwise 99 eating with the left hand. Sadaqa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, truth. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, why fly, if it falls, go straight, or, but why one wing only down in, and one wing wet, one wing up, upright? Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if fly, one wing got a sickness, one wing got a cure. Is a naturally mischief making. So the wing with the sickness will put it in water or in the drink. And wing of the shifa, cure, will keep it up. So now what you do? You dip, take a spoon or something and dip the whole thing inside. So balance now. It wanted sickness to put in, you put the cure wing also in. Balance now. No sickness, no problem now. You take that spoon and take that thing out and throw it. Balance of the drink, you drink, no problem for you. Nabi Sassam's teaching. So this fly is one of the mischief making. Lots of time you see it coming, not going. More you move, more is coming. So this king said, hey, why Allah created this fly? It's troublesome, so much troubling, not going. One wali of Allah, friend of Allah was sitting there. He said, I got an answer for that. He said, people like you with a big head, with a lot of pride, you think nobody like me. Allah want to put your head right to tell you that even the fly, you can't do anything. You can send the army, kill so many, but the fly can finish you up. You can do nothing. So, dimag mein se tera dimag theek karne ke liye Allah ne isko paida kiya. इंग्लिश में कहां कह सकते हैं ये बात आप? टू पुट योर ब्रेन राइट, अल्लाह ताला क्रिएटेड दिस प्लैनेट, सो एवरीथिंग अल्लाह ताला क्रिएटेड दे आर बेनिफिट. फूड एंड ड्रिंक, वी स्पीक अबाउट एथिक्स, अल्लाह एवरीथिंग दे आर बेनिफिटिंग. एनी फूड एज लॉन्ग एज इट्स हलाल, नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम नेवर शो डिसलाइकिंग टू इट. मेक शुक्र, अप्रिशिएट अल्लाह ताला's नेमत. वाटर, व्हेन वी हैड अ प्रॉब्लम एंड वी हैव प्रॉब्लम देन वी रियलाइज द वैल्यू ऑफ वाटर. वन किंग वाज व्हेन सम हंटिंग ट्रिप जंगल गॉट लॉस्ट. नाउ इज एवरीबॉडी इज नो वाटर नथिंग, हु गोइंग टू गिव वाटर. Found one person, small hut was there. Say somebody is there, some human being living here, go there. I said, please can I have some water? Who you are, where you come from? No human being comes here, we only see animals, lions. And said, no, I came to hunt. My everybody is gone, I don't know where they are, lost everybody. Now I'm thirsty, water, water, water. So, he said, okay, give you water, no problem. But you are the king. So yes. I'll give you water, no problem. I won't charge you. But I want to ask you something. If few hours more you don't get water, now you're coming to a point where you can't, you're about to die, and then I give you water. And then I tell you price, not free. What price you will be able to give me for you? He said, if I reach to that level where I know is do or die, then even half of my kingdom I'll give it to you as a price of glass of water only. One glass. One tamla only. So okay? You sure? Yes. So in that situation you are. Is it die or you give half kingdom? Okay, I give you, you drink. Now this water is in your body. Now you can't pass it out. You can't go number one. And it fills up inside. And now you are going through pain. Hours, days go, you can't pass number one. What's going to happen? Now if somebody says, okay, I'll treat you, but the price, he said, other half I'll give it. Because I know what pain I will go through if I don't pass it out. So say, so, okay, another half. So what you left with? Nothing. Whole kingdom gone. One tumbler, one glass water, half the kingdom, another glass, half kingdom, gone. It says, ask yourself a question. From the time you came in this world, not glass, not liters, tons of liters of water you drank, Allah Ta'ala never asked you for the price. How much shukar of Allah Ta'ala you make, you have to make, and how much you have to appreciate that Allah Ta'ala, not only, this is the only water, but so many other things Allah Ta'ala give. If Allah Ta'ala holds back one favor of His, we are doomed same time. Before the Qiyamah, Qiyamah come. Na'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Appreciate Allah Ta'ala giving us too much. Especially in this country of ours, we can't say Jannat, but if anything close to it, anywhere in the world, if it's seen now, make shukar of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala God. Don't complain. We have everything, but we still complain. Make shukar of Allah. Can anything for that matter. Can be the food, can be the roads, can be the anything you look at it. Because we don't know what is outside this country. That's why we don't appreciate. If we go to everywhere, look, Allah says, Siru fil ard, go around and see Allah's qudrat, then you appreciate what Allah Ta'ala has given to you. Especially the food. You cannot see so much waste we have. We do. We speak about it all the time. A wali of Allah Ta'ala sitting, invited some people, people ate. Now the time to unfold everything. So one person stood up and he's unfolding everything. He said, wrap up. Wrap up and put in the bin. So he started wrapping up. He said, hold, wait. What you doing? Said, no, wrapping up. Now we finish it. Helping you. Wrap up. Said, no, you know how to wrap up. He said, wrap up. What's there to learn? Everything he said, you know how to do. What is there to learn? Just wrap it up and throw in a bin. Said, no, no, no. That's why I'm asking you. No, you never, you don't know. You never learned. So how you do it? He said, I'll show you. Open the bin. What you going to throw in a bin? Four creations of Allah Ta'ala's rozi is there. And you going to throw in a bin. Small, small crumbs of bread. One side you put. It's going to go in a garden on one corner. Ants will eat that. Then you got a small pieces of meat. Another side the birds will come. Little bit bone. One side the dogs will come. And then they will be share for the birds also. So four makhluk of Allah Ta'ala, creation of Allah Ta'ala. Whenever I eat, after I finish eat, I separate these four items, put them in my garden, four different places. These four creations of Allah Ta'ala eat from there, and you say, you take everything and put in a bin. He said, tum logo to dastarkhan bichana bhi malum nahi. You don't know how to even unfold. Yes, you need to learn. Appreciate ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Every ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, food, drink, ni'mat of Allah. Appreciate and use it how Allah wants us. Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam be followed. One of the great sunnah to eat with the hand. Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, one of the sunnah is wash hands before eat. So if you're not going to use a hand to eat, why you must wash hands? It means you have to use hands. Lots of time you see, in as far as dunya, very intelligent, very intellectual. But how, don't even know how to eat. Fork and knife and this is not our deen. That's not teaching of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now sometimes we argue, say no, but that time there was no fork and knife and this thing, so they never eat. Now we got fork and knife. You think Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam want that fork and knife? Not a 1 billion and a gold and silver Allah would have sent for him. What he never sent for him. So what he would, if he wanted, he would have sent that. But he said, no, he thought, ask the Ummah, eat with your hand, not with a fork and knife. Even you can afford to have 1,000 fork and knife, still, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's teaching is a hand. Eat with the, wash your hands before you eat. And then eat with the hand. Something you drink and you have to have a spoon, use a spoon, no problem. But normal eating is with the hand and even toss 3 fingers. Shahada, shahada finger, long finger and the thumb. These 3 fingers actual sunnah. Not even 5 and take the, grab the whole thing and then you don't know where to put it. That is not a sunnah. Sikhate, hum nahi sikhayenge, kaun sikhayega aapko? If we're not going to teach you from the member, where are you going to learn? Sikhate hum, sikho. And then, wisdom behind is you will take a small morsel. Easy to digest. Easy to chew it. Then you won't take a big morsel. And even after eating, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed Sahaba, you must lick the fingers before you wash or before you wipe. We learn washing before and washing after. If a person have to wipe, but must wash also. You suck, lick your fingers. First big one, then the shahada, and then the tongue. Even this system, which one first? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even taught us that. Eat with the right hand, drink with the right hand. Sometimes you're so used to it. Eat with hand, left hand you drink. No. Even drinking with the right hand. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sitting, he saw one person eating with the left hand. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tell him, by eat with the right hand. Now he is different. According to narrations, those who narrate this hadith, they say maybe he was a hypocrite. Outwardly he was a Muslim, but Islam wasn't in the heart. So everything he heard, Allah say, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, he got objection. He got a problem. Allah don't make our nature like that. One person was getting sick, lots of time, for months getting sick. Say, Maulana, please, you know, do something for me. Give me some strong tawis. Getting sick. When I say you read namaz, say, yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, start reading five namaz. Okay.
Never even bother to hear what he's saying.
Because yaqeen is not there inside. Now, Maulana said, okay, you read namaz. So after a few days came again, sarah, say, yeah, I start. Say, how long you take for namaz? 1 rakat, 1 minute, 2 rakat, 2 minutes, 4 rakat, 4 minutes. So no, when you go in the sajda now, stay a bit longer. At least 1 minute in the sajda. So 4 sajda, at least 4 minutes in the sajda alone, beside your all other postures. So it means longer you be in the sajda. Because Maulana said now, leave Maulana, leave I want ta'weez. He said, this is the, what we want now, say, in one capsule of ta'weez, everything that you must come away, but don't want to do anything. Kuch karna nahi hai. Don't want to do anything. Don't tell us to do namaz and all that, no. So you not, never pay attention, never worry. Now he's still sick. He's still sick, sickness every month going doctor, not coming right. Now after some time, somebody say, oh, one very specialist came. From overseas. And lots of people are flocking to him. Go, maybe he'll put you right. So he went there. So he says, you know, I can't afford too much money because I spend too much already in medicines. So tell me something less expense. He said, okay. Little bit medicine you have to take, but then I'll show you exercise. Stand up, hand like this, up this way. And then you go down. Half body, down. Then you come up again. Then right, left. Then you go straight down. Your head must be flat. Head and nose must touch the ground. And 5 minutes. 15 times a day at least you must go 5 minutes each. So the forehead and the must touch the ground. Very good doctor. He is a master. But the same thing, Maulana tell you, sajda, where you long sajda you make, wo samajh mein nahi baat nahi aayi, don't make sense. But the same thing, a person coming from different background, same thing he tell you, different name give you, and even charge you. Maulana to free bolta hai bichara, raat din free bolta hai, not interested. Somebody has said the same thing now, give it yoga, then exercise, all different names. How? He is a health technician. He is a body technician. He is a street technician. Same. Now, he is saying this. So now you start up, down, up, down. Now he is doing, Maulana say only 5 times. Now he is telling you 15 times. Do it 15 times. There Allah would have got happy. Here nobody got happy. Allah give us yaqeen. So this person was also of the same nature. Everything Allah say, Quran say, got objection. Why? Maybe he asked, Nabi of Allah, why? Why I must eat the right hand? He said, eat with the right hand. He's talking to Nabi of Allah. Nabi Sassan says, eat with the right hand. He says, no, I can't eat. He made an excuse. He lied as arrogant. Because of arrogance, he said, he can't eat. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam normally don't curse. Even that making him bleed. Angel come and say, curse this nation, I'll destroy them in a second. Says, no. Allahumma hadi qawmi. I never come here to curse or destroy any nation. I came to make dua and mercy. Allah give hidayat. For those who making him bleed, making dua of hidayat for them. But here person becoming arrogant. He cursed him, oh Allah. He must not be able to eat till he die with the right hand. After that, he regretted what he did. Now he tried to eat with the right hand till his death. Never, he could not eat, even if he wanted to eat. Arrogance is the biggest sickness. That's why make dua, Allah must take that arrogance away from us. Pride and arrogance, that is the biggest problem, got no solution. That sickness got no cure. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to come.